We're doing Sefer HaMidot. We're up to Perek Chamishi, the fifth chapter of Shaar Avodat Elokim. The Magen Midvna had been developing the understanding of why a person has to think about what he does. He discussed the logical implications of serving Hashem without thought. He discussed why that's improper, why that's lacking, why you're taking the soul out of the service if you don't think about what you're doing. And now, after he's discussed the negatives of lacking intent, once he's discussed that side of the coin, now he flips to the other side of the coin and he says, now let's discuss the benefits of being focused about, of thinking about what we're doing. Meaning, first we discuss the detractments of the other way, and now we discuss the benefits of this way. Now we shall explain the importance of service of Hashem, which stems from a person's choice, a person's decision. And we will also clarify the benefits, the improvements when it comes to the action, the improvements in the action itself when it stems from thought and decision, and the benefits to the one who does the action. Meaning, we're going to discuss the importance of thinking and deciding what you're doing, not just to wake up in the morning and daven, but to think about the davening, to think about the mitzvos. We're going to discuss why the davening is a better davening, why every mitzvah is a better mitzvah, and why the person who does things this way, what he benefits from it. So those three aspects. Rishona, firstly, you have to realize that you're up against a certain cyclical problem, because the more you do something, the more you get used to it. So that's a problem. You get used to it, you get into habit. But you also have to know that part of decision is consistency. Meaning that consistency we've discussed earlier is a problem. That consistency can cause you to enter into habit mode, and then it stops being real. It stops having any thought. But we also have to know that consistency is the fruit of decision. I'll tell you an example. There was a guy who went to work in a dangerous neighborhood, and he wanted to get a gun. He asked, how can I get a gun? I'm scared. I'll come home at the end of the day. I'll put down the gun on the table. One of the kids will pick it up, and who knows what happens. Why? How can I get a gun? It's dangerous. So I asked him, can you make a decision that gun never leaves your hip unless it's in the safe? Can you make that decision when you're so scared of getting it? You're so concerned. Can you really decide within yourself that it will never be put down on the table, that that'll never happen? It's either in the safe, you'll buy a safe, it's either in the safe or on your hip. One or the other. Can you really make that decision? He thought about it. After 2-3 weeks, he said yes. And that's the way he works. He walks around, it's on him all the time. When it's not on him, it's in the safe. There's never a time that it's put down anywhere that it could be a source of danger. Now, he will tell you that he is the most disorganized person in the world. He's always looking for his keys, his wallet, his tudat zehut, his laptop, his passwords, anything you could lose, he loses. His wife sometimes says, you're lucky your head's screwed on. But he made a decision. Once he made a decision, then he follows through on it. Meaning, we discussed this earlier, one of the reasons that we don't follow through, one of the reasons that we don't have consistency, is because we haven't really made the decision. We'd like to have the outcome of having made the decision, but we don't necessarily make the decision. The person says, I want to get up every morning at 6. Do you really? Because if you did, you would. If you really made that decision, you could. But you don't really make that decision. So one of the fruits, one of the outcomes of making a strong decision is consistency. The more decisive one is in one's heart, he will be more consistent and he will do it with greater diligence. כי גם אם יקרה אותו חס ושלום יקרה מתחדשת, even if new circumstances arise, אם כל זה על משמרתו יעמוד ולא יבטל אותה. Nonetheless, he will be diligent, he will be vigilant, and he will ensure that he is consistent. כמאמר חכמנו זיכרונם לברכה, כל מצווה שקיבלו ישראל בשמחה עדיין היא מוחזקת בידם. Our sages said, any mitzvah that we accepted with joy, we're still holding on to. The people of Israel accepted the Bris Milah with joy. So even people who don't observe other mitzvot, Brit Milah, everyone does, because we accepted it with joy from day one.
So the decision to accept with joy is much stronger.
Yeah. We had a ganenet, a woman who took care of our children, who suddenly lost a lot of weight. So I don't pick her up, but I don't pick up the kids. I drop off, I don't pick up. So I don't see the gananot. But my wife told me the following conversation took place when she came to pick up the kids. The women started saying, "Wow, you lost so much weight. How'd you do it?" And she said, "There's one way to do it. Decide you want to lose the weight. We all know what we shouldn't eat. Just shut your mouth. If you decide you want to lose the weight, then you won't eat what you shouldn't eat, and you'll lose the weight. It's not any plan. It's not a specific thing. It's a general approach. If you decide, I can't continue like this, so you do. You stop."
The other way works harder.
What?
The other way works harder.
The other way, you're dealing with the symptoms.
Yeah.
And it's very hard to make a change, to make a decision within ourselves. Odam hu. Further, our sages said, "Kol mitzvot shemasu Yisrael nafsham aleha, dayan muhzekt biyadam." All mitzvos that Israel were willing to give up their lives for, they said, "We're not letting go of this mitzvah, we're still holding on to." Whenever the nations tried to persecute us, to get us to turn back, to desist from our performance of mitzvot, if we were willing to go thick and thin, so then we still have a handle on those mitzvot. Uklal ze echoz biyadcha. So take this rule, he says, Haskama la'asiya keshorosh la'anaf. Decision vis-a-vis action is like root vis-a-vis branch. The root is what sustains the branch. If you decide, then that's what sustains the action. Ukekarka leilana shatul al palgei mayim. It's like the ground from which a tree grows when a tree has the sources of nourishment it needs. But it needs that fertile ground. Gam ruchot hanoshvot lo yezizu oto mimkomo. As much as the winds blow, they're not going to be able to make that tree budge, because he's settled firmly in the ground. What's that that keeps us firmly in our performance of a mitzvah or mitzvot in general? It's the decision. The greatest question is the decision. So that's number one, and this is really a whole philosophy in and of itself, what we just learned. It's really a tip for life. How do you accomplish things? Very often we want to accomplish things. The people that accomplish are those that really want it. Those that really want it. There's a great lecture. I see his face, I don't remember his name. He was talking before an audience where Al Gore was listening to his speech. And he said this rule. So he thought he invented the wheel, but it's here, the Magen Duvna said it. He said, what?
Randy. He had terminal cancer.
Could be.
And he's going on about how to accomplish things in front of the university audience. It's called the last lecture.
No.
Okay.
No. The heading that a friend of mine emailed it to me, it's on YouTube. He emailed me the link. It's someone, I don't remember his name, High Fives Al Gore. So one of the things he said was, he said, "Al, if you would have wanted to beat Bush, you wouldn't have needed those votes in Florida. If you would have decided and made up your mind that you're going to do it, if you look at your speeches, look back at what you did, you didn't have your whole heart in it." Whenever a person decides, if he puts his whole heart in it, we could do a lot of actions. We could go campaigning all over the country, and we could tell people from today until tomorrow, "I'm going for it." But deep down inside, the question is, are you really going for it? If you're really going for it, if you've really made that decision, then chances are you'll accomplish it. A lot of people say, I want to be a millionaire. Do you want to be a millionaire? Do you want to accomplish making the millions, or do you want to be after that accomplishment and having the millions? Two different questions. If you've decided you want to accomplish making the millions, then you might actually do it. But most people aren't willing to do that. They want to be the step after, and that's what we began our class with. That very often our decisions are not about, I want to accomplish. Our decisions are, I want to have the accomplishment. I want to be after having accomplished. And that doesn't get us anywhere. That's where we become dreamers. Dreamers that remain with their dreams. So that's the first point that he said. That the fruit of decision is consistency. If you've really decided, then you're going to be consistent. Obviously there are ups and downs, but you're going to prevail.